Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
When it comes to television viewing of football games, and we're going to talk a little NFL and some college, NFL and CBS shattered the record for most watched regular season game in NFL history. More than 57 million viewers tuned in to the Chiefs-Cowboys Thanksgiving Day broadcast. So it was a perfect recipe for a record audience. It's Thanksgiving, it's football, and it's the Kansas City Chiefs and the Dallas Cowboys.
It's on free TV. No one's working.
It was a good game, too.
Yeah, that helps.
It was very interesting. Audience at one point peaked with more than 61 million viewers for the game's thrilling conclusion. Paramount Plus, which does the games for CBS, you know, that's their company, they registered the most streamed NFL regular season game ever for it as well.
I wish there was a way we the public could see the streaming results without them having to put it out.
I know, right?
It would be interesting because I'm very curious to see like what these Thursday night games are like when they're just two bad teams streaming only on Amazon Prime.
Yeah. They say for the season to date, NFL on CBS had its best viewership since the NFL returned to CBS in 1998. So it's up almost 10% versus last year, 22 million viewers. That's the average. So people are more interested. I don't know if it's the whole betting online and the fantasy football stuff that's really taken off, but there's a lot of people tuning back in. Meanwhile, when it comes to college football, we're going to get to the biggest and most watched game this season. It's interesting because when you look at the divisions or whatever, the SEC is dominating the Big Ten when it comes to ratings, despite the fact that on the field, there's parity between these two conferences. But even though the SEC does dominate overall in the ratings, the number one most watched game was the Ohio State-Michigan matchup on Saturday. Averaged 18.42 million viewers on Fox. So even though the Big Ten doesn't get as much viewership overall on television, it was this matchup that had everybody tuning in. You know, first of all, Ohio State is just such a powerhouse, right? The Buckeyes win, which peaked with 20 million viewers in the 2:30 p.m. quarter hour, trails only 2 years ago on Fox and 2006 as the rivals' most watched matchup in the Nielsen People Meter era. So it's really interesting to see. So Ohio State and Michigan delivering the top viewership. And again, when it comes to overall ratings, the SEC does rout them.
Yeah.
Texas at Ohio State had the most viewers for the SEC. Still not as much as that one matchup.
That's like hype, though. Yeah.
But overall, when you look at Georgia, Tennessee, Notre Dame at Miami, Alabama, Florida State, these were all very watched games as well.
It is funny. Not funny. It's interesting, too, to see Ohio State, Michigan still draws such a big audience. Yet, what is the Big Ten doing? Because they expanded. You know, Penn State, Michigan is good. Penn State, Ohio State is good. We're losing those every year matchups because of rescheduling. It seems like Michigan, Ohio State are going to always play each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a built-in rivalry. I forget how they're working that out, but rivalries work. Let smaller divisions and let teams play each other every year
right.
to build these things up. Bigger ratings for consistency. You don't want every year, like you'd be like, oh, who are they playing this year?
Yeah.
You don't want to have to like, just that's not exciting for fans. They want to beat the rivals.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the, it tells
And
a
you
great
know,
story.
They, we've got the playoffs coming up, and there's always
yeah.
people who are also saying, do they ever take into account what the viewership would be like, you know, when you talk yeah. about who makes it in and who doesn't? They really got to change around the way they do things, because it seems like this playoff and how they make determinations as to who gets in seems to be so controversial constantly.
Yeah, and people have said they're going to keep expanding it. The problem is you're going to see players start dropping out, because if you say, hey, instead of three more extra games, it's five more extra games
mm-hmm.
to win the championship. Players are going to be like, that's five more games I can get yeah. hurt.
And then there are others who are saying, when you have these playoff games, why don't other teams have to have a 13th game? Because it's not fair that the other ones have to play more to get into it while others don't.
You know, honestly, I almost wish it went back. Sometimes I wish that it almost went back to where there was a couple bowl games and then it was just decided. Because that way there wasn't as much controversy and people just got to go. It was a personal bragging rights. You could make your claim that your team was better, even if they never had that matchup. I what they're trying to do is all right, but the way they pull it off, the execution of it is lacking something.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.